Proclamation number 8894 of 15th of December, 1964. Earth Task, Inner Enlightenment. All of you will be illuminated by the eternal light itself, you who demand that I address you myself, you who accept my word within yourselves and live it out. You who are doers and not just hearers of my word. For the eternal light itself shines upon you, and it must let its bright light fall upon you. You can no longer move in the darkness in which you have walked for endless times. Then a ray of light must hit you, which once made you happy, but which you had voluntarily given away. And this ray of light is a sign that you willingly open the door of your heart to me, that my light of love can shine into you again. I want to again draw you to me. I want that you again reach the former state. I want that you again reach knowledge, which makes you happy. But I also want that you recognize every error, that you detest it as work of my opponent, that you also see the darkness, which lies over earth, and that you do everything what can break through the darkness. You are not to claim the light for yourselves alone, but also kindle it in your fellow men, so that these can also drive away darkness with your help. That is why you are to carry the light further and also make your fellow men happy with it, because only in light you can be happy. You are to live in love yourselves and also seek to stimulate fellow human beings to a life of love. And you will possess light in all fullness. When your change to love takes place, then you are rescued for all eternity. Then you have again entered into the original relationship, and you have reached your purpose of earth life. But exactly to fulfill the love commandments is difficult for men, although their original nature itself is love. But through the fall into the deep self-love has strongly emerged, and now you must take up the fight against this. You must put your aside and become absorbed in love towards the neighbor, then you will be allowed to enjoy the light. Then the light will illuminate you from within and enlighten you about everything what has been buried in you and remains buried for eternal times until you change this state yourselves. And that is your life task, for the purpose of which you go the earth course, which is soon finished for every one of you. Still seek to light a small light in you before, so that you do not pass over completely lightless into the kingdom on the other side, because there it is far more difficult to come to a gleam of light, then your own power is no longer enough, and you are dependent on help, which men send to you from earth through loving intercession. But when you have practiced little neighborly love, also few men will find themselves willing to pray for you. And your misery will be great because to possess no glimmer of light is a sad lot, but which awaits you. Again and again opportunity is offered to you for unselfish neighborly love. But if you let all these opportunities pass, then you must take a lot upon yourselves, which is bitter for you, because only love helps you further, and for this you no longer possess power. Love is the light, which gives bright knowledge to him who lives in love. Therefore let all your light shine, who let yourselves be addressed by me myself, and carry this light further, so that the number of those, who walk along without light, becomes smaller and smaller, because all will thank you, who have come to the light through you. Amen.